Welcome back to Master Mindset Podcast, episode 200.
Hey, we made it, T-Money.
200.
Hey, in this episode, team, we're talking about the issues are in the tissues. Let's go. What's up, Tanner? Episode 200. It's been almost 5 years.
I think it's like 5 years almost to the day now. I know it was May.
Yeah, May of 2018. And it's taken us 5 years to get to 200. But hey, if it's built fast, it won't last. If it's built slow, it will grow. Keep showing up. And don't go alone. I think the best thing about what I've learned in this podcast, which I teach teams across the country, is this is an African proverb. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And I couldn't do this, man, without you. So let's just kind of celebrate the fact that we're at episode 200. And if you're listening to this right now, listeners, we just want to thank you for showing up, for realizing and committing to the process of mindset, of the inner game. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Isn't that fitting that we started this podcast in the month of May? And we're at episode 200 in the month of May. And so, Team One, I just want to acknowledge you for your stake in this. I couldn't do it without you, brother. So thank you so much.
Same to you. You don't know how much this podcast has given me. So also another highlight for us. I was just going through the numbers. What was it? A while ago, we said we want to average 1,000 listens per episode. We're there now. So
not a long journey.
Episode 200.
Long journey.
It's a long journey.
Hopefully, I'm just gonna
keep going.
I'm going to prophetically put this out there. Speak what you seek and then see what you said. Speak into existence. Within a year or two, let's put it kind of open broad, we're going to have a million downloads. In a year. Within this year, we're going to have a million downloads. Okay, so let's get into the topic, team. We want to make sure that these ones, without a guest, they're going to be short, sweet, but jam-packed with quality content to help you be your best. So today's message, the theme is, the issues are in the tissues. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. But part of being aware of mental health, it's realizing that a book for us to check out that is inspiring this episode is The Body Keeps the Score, as in traumatic events, shame, fear, anxiety are stored in your body. So the nervous system is a part of your brain that flows through your entire body. So when we have these moments of fear, heavy emotions, it's just hard sometimes to think our way out of it. So for us to start this journey of healing and overcoming some of these mental, emotional obstacles is going beyond just thoughts, but also tapping into the origin of where these emotions came from. A lot of it is in our childhood.
Yeah.
So our conditioning, T-Money, is shaped by trauma, drama, daddy, and mama. So an exercise today is what you associate unhealthy or hurtful or strong emotions. What was the origin that caused you to associate that shame and that fear to that person, that experience? It could be public speaking. It could be new environments. It could be socially. It could be writing. It could be so many different things, but it's doing the process of where did that originate? And make a list of things. Okay, what causes me to feel that icky feelings? The challenge here is to go back and say, where did that start? And think of maybe some things with your childhood. What are some things that your parents did, or some of your friends did, or a teacher or an adult when you were a child that made you feel that way? Because we're not born feeling like crap. A lot of times, you know, we're happy-go-lucky and excited, but then things happen in our life. We get conditioned, and we are attaching, again, shame and fear to these things. So I can think of a moment in fifth grade where we played a basketball game at Callis Junior High. I remember
Todd Elstrom
shooting a half-court shot. So I'm like, shoot it. But we still had, like, 8 seconds left on the clock, and we lost the game. And I remember my dad was so frustrated, he did not come home.
Yeah.
He didn't come home. And I I blame myself. And from that point on, like, well, I need to win to feel loved. I need to play at a high level in order to be worthy to receive affection. And obviously that's not true. But what we need to realize is the prefrontal cortex, which processes emotions and makes choices and decisions and handles complex things in our life, is not fully developed until we're 25. So these early childhood experiences are shaping what we do for survival to avoid feeling these things. They no longer serve us. These coping skills do not serve us anymore. The issues are in the tissues. So this is not going to happen just by saying a mantra or an affirmation. Now, those are part of the process, but our invitation today is go to the source, the origin. When did this happen? Have a conversation like you would with a mentor to your younger self and start to reframe, reheal how you experience that thing and start to heal from an emotional, physical, body level, not just your mind. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
So that's the invitation today.
Let's go.
So, and then if you want to take it to another level, have a conversation with someone that you trust and start to talk therapy it out with the therapist counselor or with someone you love and trust and just help reframe that moment and say, well, what would I tell myself now? And what would be a better way to handle that? And if I'm faced with these, again, self-soothe, recondition, reframe, and start to take your power back.
Let's go.
And I think another healing process, T-Money, is to make your mess your message and to talk through and use your life experience to help others. That's how you can start to self-soothe and to help heal yourself from the inside out. T-Money, any lasting thoughts, comments, concerns on this topic?
Not really. I think you covered it. I really like that last part, the make your mess your message. I mean, that's always been a great one. I think that's, like, with you especially, I think that's always been a big part of your message, especially for athletes. I know you always go back to your time, like, being at Washington State. And so going through that and all the pressure you put on yourself and being able to teach that to others so they're not doing the same thing, I think is a big thing. But yeah, I think you covered it.
Yeah, because shame really grows and thrives when it's under the rug, when it's hidden, when it's hidden. So just by going back there, which a lot of people don't want to go back and re-experience that, but if you don't feel, you will not heal. And pain stands for pay attention inward and allow yourself to let clear. And how we help clear and heal is by being open and honest and just talking it through, and just by releasing that verbally, emotionally, it's leaving your body. Yeah. It's leaving your body. It's not festering. It's not growing like mold or a virus. Once you expose it and can be real and honest and ask for help and talk about it, that's when you can start to heal. So, kind of getting a little heavy on this one, but hey, we're not here messing around. We want you to be your best. We want you to work through these things, so you can start to heal, to recover. But team, we care about you. Thank you for being here. Episode 200. Please share it, post it, give us some comments. And let's make mindset work normal. Team Money, bro, I love you, dude. The body has limits.
But the mind is limitless. I'll tell you no matter.